Welcome to the Rebel Physician Podcast, where we are creating a path for physicians to break free from the toxic medical system to create an enjoyable and a sustainable career in medicine. Join us each week as we challenge the status quo, push boundaries, and seek to create a better healthcare system for all.
Well, hello, everyone. I have a very timely, well, for me anyway, topic I wanted to talk about this week. And it is about when all hell is breaking loose in your life. If everything around you is a total shit show, then what do you do? And I may or may not currently be in a situation exactly like this. And it made me reflect on the several times in my life that I truly feel like all hell is breaking loose. And I realized with some reflection that I actually have some pretty good coping mechanisms for times that seem to be acutely stressful, overwhelming on top of your normal overwhelm. And I want to share those with you this week. There are four things that I recommend you do when you feel like life is becoming so hectic that you're either going to have a mental breakdown, you've already started to have one, or you feel like you're on the brink of losing control. These are four things you can do, okay? Number one, simplify your life. What I mean by this is you look at your weekly, monthly schedule and you remove all the fluff. And the fluff are those things that you don't really have to do that can be put off. Maybe you don't like the idea of putting them off, but they are not mandatory. Nothing bad would happen. You know, actually bad would happen if you put it off for a week or a couple of months. Those are the things that you take out of your schedule. And you do this so that you have more time for recovery and rest. So in my life, what that looks like is fewer podcast recordings. So probably you'll notice that I've had, every now and then I'll have a week off where I don't have an episode coming out. Or in the next few months, it'll probably be every other week that I'll have a podcast. Or maybe I'll not have one for 2 weeks. It also looks like me recording this podcast the Sunday before it comes out on Monday instead of sooner than that. In a perfect world, I'm recording it at least a week in advance, but more recently, that hasn't been the case. And that's because it's a balance for me of what are the most pertinent, important things for me to do in my life, and when do I need to prioritize recovery. So look at your calendar, look at your schedule, and are there meetings? Are there events that might be disappointing to have to miss or to have to reschedule, but you know in your heart that you just can't do it right now? You're not going to bring the best version of yourself to those events. Those are the ones that you know you need to postpone or cancel or have someone else go in your place in order to prioritize rest and recuperation. Number two, listen to your body. I know for me, I have a very anxious mind that loves to worry, constantly chattering about something I should be worried about. And when everything is kind of going crazy around me, it is easy for my mind to get caught up in the drama and the stress, and I lose focus of the here and now. So what can be really helpful is to take some time every day, several times a day, to pay attention to what your body is telling you. So a tangible example of what I mean by this is when you get home after a really stressful day, say, you know, Tuesday, super stressful, you get home and your mind is telling you, oh, I really earned that glass of wine. I really earned that drink tonight, right? This is something that my mind will tell me. And when I'm feeling super stressed and overwhelmed and all hell is breaking loose, I know that I'm not going to sleep that great if I have a glass of wine. And it may be serving me, it may not be serving me, but I always check in with my body. For me, that is a trigger for me feeling extra stressed and wanting to try to relax. So instead of just doing the habitual thing, instead, I will focus on what my body needs in the moment. So what that could mean is if my nervous system is extremely dysregulated and I need to go for a walk, it could mean that I need to go to bed early that night. It could mean that I need an extra snack before dinner. It could mean that I need some sun in my face. I need some fresh air. When you take some time to focus on the needs of your body, it helps you to tune in better with your intuition and what your true physiologic needs are. And doing that in a period of very high stress will help you to tap into your resilience and aid in your recovery in the moment. Number three, find and ask for all the support you can. Call friends and vent to them. Find babysitters and then don't do anything. Just have some quiet time or go out and, you know, on a date or without with friends. Maybe find temporary people to give you some extra help around the house. Whatever that looks like for you in the support that you need in your life, you want to unapologetically get support to the point where you feel a little bit guilty about it. And again, this is allowing you to prioritize rest and recuperation instead of having to come home and worry about cleaning the house and doing laundry and playing parties and putting your kids to bed every night. It's so, so important and will help you long term and in the short term with the stressor. And number four, you want to really allow time for emotional or energetic release. So it's easy for us throughout the day to kind of bottle things up, keep things hidden, or not really show our emotion, or, you know, keep our emotions in check, especially if we feel like we're not in a safe place at work to show any emotion, whether that be anger, sadness, grief, stress, anxiety, any of it. Over time, that is extremely damaging to you, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So you really want to, when you feel like you are in a safe place, and what I mean by this is make yourself a priority and find a place of safety where you can have that emotional release, which means maybe it's crying, maybe it's actual wailing, like the big ugly cry. Maybe it's blasting the music and shaking it out, you know, like moving your body, getting the energy out, really making time for that. Probably every day, maybe multiple times a day when you are in an acutely stressful situation. This will allow you to better down-regulate your nervous system to increase the likelihood that actual times of rest feel restful. Okay, so four things to do in your life when all hell is breaking loose. Okay, simplify your life, simplify the calendar, listen to your body, ask for extra support, and find time for emotional energetic release. Okay. One thing I am going to make time for this week, if you're listening to this on March 11th when it comes out, is the student loan Q&A with Axios Wealth Advisors, Chris Van Steel. And I'm making time for this because it's very important. It's going to be March 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to leave a link in the notes today for you to register. Even if you can't make it, if you register, I will send you the recording. I have partnered, Rebel Physician LLC has partnered with Axios Wealth Advisors because I have taken hours of my time to vet the company, speak directly to the owner about what their mission is, how they serve physicians, what kind of expertise and experience they have for their service, making sure that they truly have physicians' best interests in mind. Not all financial advisors, wealth management advisors do. Perhaps you've been burned by some in the past. Chris is extremely honest. He is upfront and open about everything that we would possibly want to know about. he truly understands what physicians are dealing with, whether it be student loans or sheltering income or financial independence, whatever it may be. He is knowledgeable and has clients who have dealt with it all. He's very successful, certainly an expert. And my favorite thing about Axios Wealth Advisors is they have an option called Axios Advises, which is basically just using them as a consultant, just paying a flat fee to use them to with all your financial questions, but you are still doing the managing of your money wherever you want to do it. So what that means is there's no hidden fees, there's no asset under management fees, there's no additional, you know, stress to buy insurance that will give him income. There's no concern about, you know, what is his primary motivation. There's none of that, which I think is really a fantastic option for physicians. So you can find more out about them at Axios Wealth Advisors, axioswa.com, axioswa.com. I'll leave some information for you in the show notes as well. And most importantly, he is going to be the one to answer all of your questions on Thursday about student loans. And that is not an opportunity for him to sell anything. That is truly just him giving his time to help physicians. The best part about the partnerships, the business that I partner with, is that I don't get any sort of affiliate commission when you sign up for them. I get nothing at all. I am truly doing it because I trust this company, and I think he has really great things to offer for physicians. So there is no kickback or anything for me. This recommendation is truly coming from the knowledge that I have from working with him and getting to know his mission and vision for physicians. All right, that's what I have for you this week, and I will see you next time.
Hey there. Just wanted to take some quick time here to let you know that if you have been thinking about doing a podcast and it feels really overwhelming and you like the idea of podcasting, but the other stuff like the editing and production feels too overwhelming, I wanted to let you know about the people who now edit and produce my podcast, which is Pretty Easy Podcasts. And for the first year and a half of my podcast, I was doing everything myself. And I had tried to contract out editing, and it was really got some really, really bad results. So I was hesitant to try again. But I'm so glad that I did, because working with Pretty Easy Podcasts has been so amazing. They can get your shows recorded, posted with a complete podcast studio at your disposal. You could record from home, your office, or the park, or really anywhere. And then they totally cater to your schedule. And it's just so easy to work with them. I cannot say enough good things. So if it's been on your mind to do a podcast, then definitely check out Pretty Easy Podcast at prettyeasypodcast.com and sign up today. It's super affordable and it's so fun working with them. So definitely check it out.